Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Jess Hilarious from Carefully Reckless. I'm excited to announce that I will be hitting the stage for the annual Black Effect Podcast Festival. Join me for a live Carefully Reckless podcast, along with some other dope shows from the podcast industry, taking place in Atlanta, Saturday, April 27th. I'll be hitting the stage live with Horrible Decisions, Black Tech Green Money, and many more. Make sure you grab your tickets at blackeffect.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome to another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. I got my best friend in here again. This week, it's no story time, and we're not talking about relationships or anything like that. Oh, no, we may get there. We may touch on that. But I wanted to briefly make this episode about things that bothered me in the past week, or, you know, things that stuck out to me that I want to, you know, speak on. I think they're rather debatable, and I think you can help me with that. Say what's up, Shayna.
What's up? I'm Bike with another Carefully Reckless episode with her real best friend, Sheena Girl.
She what? Did not need all that in the sometime introduction.
I just feel like I have to say what I got to say sometime. For real.
Okay.
I got shit to say.
And there is Sheena Girl. All right. So the things that surrounded the baby, you know, all the things that you know, he has said, I don't think he got canceled solely off of what he said. I think it was how he,
his demeanor afterwards.
Yeah, it was his deflection. It was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Fuck y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I can't,
like, he can't be canceled type of thing.
Yeah, like he's untouchable type. You know what I'm saying? That's what pretty much drove that shit into the ground for him. You know, because he could have come back from what he said. It was no justifying it. He couldn't justify him saying it, but he could have caught it before it catapulted. And he was unapologetic for days and days after. And then you come with this apology that you quickly deleted.
Took it back.
He took it back. Yeah.
He took it bike.
Yeah, you know, look, that's her. That's gonna, you from Miami. Yeah. He took it bike.
He took it bike.
Okay.
I'm saying though, if you apologize to somebody and they don't, you know, you feel like you're not. Yeah. So I guess he wanted people to be like, you know, all right, we forgive you. All right, now come on to this festival. Come perform for us. And I guess he probably didn't get the reaction that he wanted once, you know, he did give the apology. So if you apologize and somebody don't reciprocate it, you're not going to take it back?
I have, actually.
I know you have. That's why I put that on you.
Bitch. Uh-huh. Yes, I have. You know, I've gotten into, you know, trouble and all of that. So I am one who I feel I can speak on it because I've gotten canceled by several communities several times. And yes, I apologize, but I feel like you should only apologize when it is sincere or when, you know, if you feel like you really hurt somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't apologize because it's affecting your money. Don't, because then it's not sincere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So honestly,
right,
I don't think he should have apologized.
You know,
because I still haven't mean it.
I still haven't listened to the whole thing.
What,
I still don't even know what he said for real. I don't want to hear it, honestly.
Honestly, I was gonna say I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, what did he say, Jess? Fill us in. It's like, nah. But I don't know.
So if you don't know what he said, then you can't even have an opinion.
Excuse me?
If you don't know what he said, you can't have an opinion.
Run that bike.
Stop playing with bass.
Like, but no, seriously. I mean, I don't know what. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Like it's I said,
a,
you know.
It's too much. The council culture and all that, it's a lot.
Yeah. Now, Nick Cannon had recently just spoke on it. Like he said, you what know,
say?
The brother lost his dad. He lost his brother. Now, this guy has been through a lot of trauma. You know, but that
okay.
Yeah. But that does not warrant you to go around right. saying dumbass shit either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because although I do feel for him, he had two tragic losses, you know what I'm saying? In his immediate family, he lost his dad, he lost his brother. I do understand. However, you know what I'm saying? You still have to be you still have to maintain a level of
professionalism.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? And class and just respect.
Yeah,
for
respect
other
for
people,
sure.
You know, and this is why a lot of people don't feel respected. A lot of communities do not feel respected and they are hard up as well because LGBTQIA. It's IA. Mhm.
I didn't know it was an IA in there.
You're in the community. How did you not know that?
Damn.
Yeah, you gay. Yeah, remember
that. But you're gay too. So
you
extra gay.
I used to be gay.
So how you know all the letters?
I'm educated on the community.
Damn.
Once I got canceled, I went to a couple classes and they educated me on each department.
Oh.
So LGBTQIA.
Okay.
You got lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, / transgendered,
mm-hmm.
queer,
uh-huh.
asexual, and asexual.
Asexual?
What is it? What is it?
So,
yeah, because you don't know either.
I do know.
Say it proudly.
Independent.
So yeah. Y'all got an independent department?
Yeah.
So is that independent sexuals?
Independent. You're so independent. What you say?
Independent sexuals?
Yeah.
So which one are you in, Sheena? You are L and a G.
What's those?
Lesbian and gay.
And which one are you? T and
excuse me? See, that's what got that boy called the F word one day.
That's why
see, y'all get disrespectful.
Uh-huh.
And then what y'all want to do is y'all want to throw stones and then hide y'all motherfucking hands. And that's what happened when I jumped in that motherfucking nigga's comments and was like, oh, yeah, you F. He was like, hold up. Excuse
no, you
me?
Was out of line. And what about the time
I was out
when
of line?
You didn't want to?
So y'all think that can come at me?
Wait a minute.
Y'all think y'all can come at any fucking body in the world. And as soon as somebody come back on your motherfucking ass is like, oh, yeah, because you gay. You this and you that. They're like, now I gotta be straight. Oh, uh-huh. Why I gotta be a tranny? Why?
Cause you look like
one. You fucking bitch. I swear, that's what, see?
What?
You gay ass bitch.
See?
Mm-hmm.
But what about when you got, I was devastated when you got canceled that time because you didn't like the gays.
Bitch,
and
I've
was
never
like,
disliked
no,
gays
bitch,
in my life.
Hold up, wait a minute. And I was like, this bitch don't like me?
Are you serious?
I was blown away. I couldn't believe
you
it.
You were blown away. You don't even talk like that, bitch.
I was blown.
First of all, you going to come up on my motherfucking show. You sitting in my motherfucking condo looking
out the window.
Get this, got this beautiful fucking view. And uh-huh. You going to look over here and say, I look like a fucking man.
You don't?
No, the fuck I don't, bitch. Yup. I look like my mom.
You said, yep.
I look like my fucking mom.
Damn.
Does my mom look like a man?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all gonna try and put me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bitch, yep. So, enlighten us on who you used to be.
Excuse me? Nah, I'm nobody, baby. Who are you? Who you used to be? Because I told him last week who you were. And you want
to
enlighten them on what you used to
be? I used to be interested.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even going to say I used to be gay. I went through a bisexual stage. You were bisexual before as well.
We talking about you.
No, we're talking about you. Since you want to be sitting on my couch, looking out the window. Since you always want to say something. Let's
saying
talk about it.
Thing. You keep saying
talking about something
thing.
That you know nothing about. So, yeah.
I just want to know why. Everything is so sensitive these days when it comes to
LGBT.
Look, don't keep pointing us out. The hell, when it comes to being straight, shit. Yo, keep saying LGBT. Stop saying my letters. Say yours.
S-T-R-A-I-G-H-C.
Dang, how you spell it?
Ooh, how would you know? You're gay. Mm. Yeah.
Am I?
You know what? Well, I don't know why everything is so sensitive. And you know what? Like our banter that we just had, some people are going to cringe at that. But...
You think so?
Of course. Why? Because everything is under a microscope. Everything is magnified and everything is sensitive. But that's why I'm glad that we can do this. You know, you being a representative.
And they have to know that we play all
my
day.
God.
All we do is all play. Day.
I really feel like the internet gave everyone an opportunity to have a voice and still hide behind a profile. We don't know who, like for instance, trolls have never been... Bullying has never been at an all-time high like it is now, today.
Right.
Like people confuse freedom of speech with being disrespectful and just saying anything.
It's social media.
It is. It's social media. But social media was not like it.
It gave everyone a platform.
Everyone.
Before, you know, it was just celebrities that really had a platform. And you couldn't even touch... You know what I mean? Reach out to them like that.
Now, everybody...
Now,
everybody,
you can just go right in that DMs. Mm-hmm. Bitch.
It made everybody, and then they'll respond because triggers have become bigger than they used to. I remember when, like, everybody, like you said, celebrities were hard to even get in touch with. Like, everybody is getting a platform. It's like you can become famous from tripping and falling. If you trip and fall a certain way, I like the way he tripped. Oh,
now it's on TikTok and everybody tripping and falling.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, people are breaking their bones, busting their ankles up and everything, just trying to trip and fall like the first guy did it.
Remember when you bust your ankle up?
Excuse me. Listen, like the guy. Remember a video went viral of the kid singing to the girl, "Go DeMarcus, go DeMarcus." Yes, you remember that. He now has a documentary off of singing,
That wasn't a joke?
I swear it was a joke. I thought it was a joke. I didn't think that he really thought. Oh no, that's real. Really? He has a goddamn documentary off of dancing and kissing on a girl.
Well, shit. Let me get out here.
That's what I'm saying. Shit, I'm about to go and trip and fall in the middle of the street.
Go ahead.
And see how many people. Well, I'm going
to watch you from here.
But seriously, anybody is made famous now. And I feel like everybody feels like they have a voice, which is not all bad. But at the same time, it's not all good. It's like a gift and a curse. So I think that's why, you know, everything is so sensitive. Going back to LGBT, I think...
Lordy.
I had something I wanted to briefly fucking touch on, bitch.
Go ahead, bitch. Listen.
So I feel strongly that...
You don't have a right to feel no type of way about the LGBTQ.
Yes, I do. I feel that I can have... I have an opinion about this. Now, when you attack one of them, the rest of them feel like you're attacking all of them. And it doesn't matter if they attacked you first or not. You have a whole community coming at you by the end of the fight. You know what I'm saying? Because
don't play with us.
I get that. All
right, then.
But the straights are not coming out the woodwork. Like, if somebody smack a straight bitch in my face, you think I'm going to be like, oh, you must not like straight people. No, smack that bitch. She must have did something to get smacked. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to mind my fucking business. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
You're not going to ride for your straights?
I mean, if need be.
I'm riding for my gays.
And I get it.
What's up, yo?
Listen, if I get into it with you.
Mm-hmm. My gays going to get you. Period.
That's horrible. If you started
it? They gonna get you.
What if you started it?
I don't start stuff. We're innocent. We don't start stuff.
What the fuck, bitch?
We
please.
Don't start stuff.
Like I told you, the guy said I look like a tranny.
Okay.
I called him.
Okay.
No. He didn't even say I look like one. He called me one. All right, cool.
And what's
I
wrong
called
with that?
Him a fucking F word.
Oh,
I was
really?
Like, fucking, you know what I'm saying? You
so what's
fucking
that?
Fiznai. I straight said it. All caps. Heavy on it. And everybody was like, oh, this how this bitch feel about us?
That's right.
No, that's how I feel about that fuck boy who called me out my fucking name.
No, I feel
how
you.
How can yeah,
it's
you
like
know,
a person, period. You call me out my name, I'll call you out
I'm
your call, name.
Yeah, and if you period. Did, and if you tried your best to hurt me, I'm going to try my best to hurt you. That's just like human nature. It's in our nature to do that, you know.
And even if he wasn't gay... And it was a straight guy and you called him a faggy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If he was, straight.
It's just y'all going back and forth. I ain't sensitive like that.
She said that I didn't.
That's the world.
She a part of your community. I didn't say it. So don't even try to cancel me again.
It's just real sensitive these days, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much comedy out there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, they used to talk about people in wheelchairs, on crutches.
Everything. I'm talking about.
Gay, straight, crippled, blind,
AIDS,
crazy.
Fucking
everything.
HIV. Like, yo, you had like some
and we
of the
would crack the fuck
what,
up.
Had some of the most notorious comedians talking and speaking on anything. And that's when comedy was limited.
Now,
that's what comedy is for, though, to make light of situations that
yeah.
people, you know.
But now?
Yeah, it's different. You can't say
it's way. Why?
You can't say anything.
How did that happen?
I don't. The internet, people, platforms,
yeah.
people,
social media.
That like everybody feels entitled. Everybody feels like they can say whatever they want. You know, to people, like people are too comfortable even speaking on people's children these days. Like how these celebrities raise their kids and how, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, at one point, children were off limits. Now, that's one thing
yeah.
that comedians never really touched on was other people's
oh, yeah,
children.
Kids. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, but nowadays you got fucking people saying shit about even people's kids. Like even mm-hmm. like, for instance, when Blue Ivy was like smaller, that shit was fucked up, like how they was talking shit about that little girl. Like she wasn't gonna
yeah,
grow up and see this shit one day or you know what I'm saying? What was that? I think that was 106 and Park. I think Carucci was on 106 and Park and she had read the teleprompter and it was something about Blue Ivy's hair being nappy or some shit.
Really?
Yes. And remember, like they canceled the fuck out of that girl.
Damn.
But she only read what she said. Like she read it. And they don't go over that shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? Before, you think she would have like said that shit? She wouldn't have said that
Hell
shit.
Hell no.
She made that shit clear. I did not say that. That was not me. Like, that was the teleprompter I was reading. And you can tell her face was like, after she read it, she was like, and they cut to fucking commercial. I was like, oh, fuck no. She can't even take that back. Very fucked up. I know yeah. somebody got big fired that day. So you have to know how to respect every community. Every community deserves respect. I'm talking about gays. I'm talking about disabled. I'm talking about straights. I'm talking about races. I'm talking about everybody
right.
has to respect. There has to be a level of respect. You know what I'm saying? I've never disliked gays or I wouldn't be
right.
your best friend.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, we laugh and play about
and
this stuff all the time.
You wouldn't even fuck with me if you felt like I ever
that was
would
true.
Disrespect your sexuality. Would
right.
never. You know what I mean? But
you mean our sexuality?
I'm not gay.
Oh, I?
And I stopped being gay because y'all always trying to fucking fight some fucking body. Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something else that really, really bothered me. Okay, so I woke up the other day and I checked my DMs. Now, I have a hippodrome. I have a show. I have a hippodrome. Now, I have a theater show in my city, November 26th.
November the 26th. Hippodrome, Baltimore.
Yes, it's going to be a sold-out show. My city always ride for me. It's going to be crazy.
Yes.
November 26th, Hippodrome, like I said. Now, that's a theater in Baltimore City. Now, listen.
Come see us.
Excuse me. Now, tickets are already on Ticketmaster or JustHilariousOfficial.com to get y'all tickets. Now, look. I opened up my DM and somebody that I know, you know, he's somebody locally as well. And he's cool. You know what I'm saying? Now, this nigga asked me, hey, when is your next show? It's November 26th, Hippodrome. All right, cool. Get me some good seats and just send me the invoice or whatever. Like, I'll just give you the money. Excuse. I don't do that shit anymore. Like, I don't have to do that. Like, I'm not up and coming anymore. I'm very well established and I work very hard.
But I remember when you used to sell tickets out your back pocket.
Absolutely.
Up Mall and Dom and Mall, begging niggas. Like, girl, get away from us. Begging us to buy the tickets. No. Can you please buy these tickets from me? No, girl. Watch out. Nobody want the tickets. This girl would not. She would not leave us alone. Not us. I was right there with her. But yeah, you got on our nerves with them tickets.
Oh my.
Good Lord. God. Keep on putting the ticket in your face. Y'all want these? No.
Yes, she did. I used a thing, to though. Sell tickets
out her back at, pocket.
At every mall, mm-hmm. I would go to security, Towson, East Point. Wasn't nobody even out East Point. I was just catching the stragglers walking out the back though, honey. I didn't care. I was trying to move my tickets. I was just trying to, because I seen the greater vision for it. I seen where I would be today. And I even seen further than this right now. You know what I mean? So I knew. Working hard, you know what I mean? Like, what? I would go to schools, trying to get teachers to buy tickets. I'm talking about, like,
getting on everybody's nerves.
In the gym. In the gym, I asked you to take some to work. I asked Dad to take some to work.
I ain't sell not one. Nobody wanted them.
I'm trying to sell them to moms, daycare kid, parents. Like, I'm like, nah. Yo.
Remember that one show when it was just me and you?
Bitch, it was never just me and you in that show.
It was like five other people. But for real, you remember that?
Was that the first show?
It was me and her in there.
It was. I remember I had like 11 people in the show.
I'm going to post that picture. Y'all, check my page. I'm going to post it. It was me and her in the middle of the floor. Bitch, and like five people in the background. Check my Insta story shortly.
I've come a long way.
Yeah, she did.
I have. But the going back to what we was talking about, I work hard to get to where I am. And I just feel disrespected when somebody says shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, I was in Cleveland not too long ago. And, you know, another, you know, celebrity from our city, Chino Braxton, you know, he's famous for riding the dirt bikes. And, you know, he's also a part of Dream Chasers with Meek Mill and what have you. And he also starred in Charm City Kings.
Yeah.
So big ups to Chino. Another Baltimore celebrity.
Chino.
That's my guy. He's cool. Now, listen. He was in Cleveland the same time I was in Cleveland. I was at the Improv. I had about six shows that I did. And he hit me up and he was like, yo, I know your shit is sold out. I'll still pay you extra for the tickets because there are no tickets left online. I got like 11 people with me. And he was serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he would have bought them, but I can tell that he went to the website because he
said it was sold
out. There were no more tickets online. That's different. Mm-hmm. And then he wasn't trying to just get in for free. You know what I'm saying? He knows what support is. He knows what that shit is. So he just was like, all right, yo, you know what I'm saying? He came, he gave me feedback. His people laughed. They enjoyed themselves. And he was having a party. In return, he invited me to his party. I could have bought a section. If I had my son, though, I didn't go because I had my son. But
damn, you should have told me I would have went.
Excuse me. If I didn't have Ash with me, I would have bought a section, got a bottle. You know, I wouldn't want him to just.
Love. You would have returned the love.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because that's money in his pocket. Like, he put money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, and not saying that the guy in the DM didn't want to put money in my pocket, but you're not going to tell me, hey, yo, give me some good seats and I'll just give you.
Yeah, this is not the long time ago days.
Yeah, these are not the long, long time ago days. No, it's not. These are the right nowadays.
Yeah, and go online.
Yes, go online. Find your own fucking tickets.
Find your own seat.
Yes, and like I said, if you wanted to see Meg Thee Stallion, DaBaby, or Yolanda Adams, if you into that, would you jump in one of their DMs and be like, "Hey, yo, what's up, Londa? Let me get the two seats in the front. I
would
just Cash App you this bread.
I would.
Excuse me. You would?
Yeah.
Well, would you want to go see Elton John?
Like, what's up, yo?
You want to go see Elton John?
Sure. Why not? Would you?
You want to go see him? No, because he's gay.
Oh, see?
Yeah. What's up?
Who I need to call?
So, yeah.
Report this.
You want to go to a gay concert? That's what you want to do? You want to go see Santana? You want to go see Bobby Lights?
Sure.
You want to go see Lil Nas?
Sure.
You want to go see Queen Latifah?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody.
MC Light.
I want to go see the Brat.
Well, MC Light not gay no more because she married to a man. But, yeah.
Oh, you could just switch over?
That's what I did. And I'm not switching back. So yeah, now I got that on my chest because this bitch.
Once you gay, you always gay.
On my couch and tell me I look like a man, huh?
Once you gay, you always gay.
I'm not always gay, and that's not even true. That's not true.
So if a man was gay, can he go back straight?
No. Why? Because that's.
I said so.
It was in the.
Because I said so. Because
it was in the. It was. Well, what? Listen. Realistically. I just don't feel, I don't know. I don't feel like a man can go back.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a double standard there.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Honey, it's not about me. Answer the question.
Okay, yeah.
Answer the question.
I already did answer. I don't think a man can just go from being gay to being straight. I do think women, listen, well, let's just talk about this. I feel like women, they play around with it a lot. I feel like women, they play a little bit more than men with that shit. If a man wants to be gay, nigga, that nigga won't be gay. Period. Women, they dip and they don't take that shit serious. That's why a lot of them will say, I'm not gay, I'm bi. But you just having fun with women. First of all, don't play with my sexuality. Don't play. Like, I mean, don't play. You pick a side. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, because then, you know what? I'm leaving this shit alone. I don't know because I can't even. I don't know. I feel strongly about that. Like, women play around with it. Like, even me. Like, I was playing around with that shit. Like, I was attracted to one person and like even though to this day I will look at women, I love women, but I know I can never be with one and I don't have a desire to have sex with women, but I love looking at them. I can touch you, feel you all day, but I am not, I know I'm not gonna, I don't see myself with a woman and I don't want to have sex with women.
All right, let me look this up. Let me see what your sexuality is.
I am very straight.
Let me look it up real quick.
While she's looking that up, being a clown, like I said, I love women, but I could never fall in love with a woman. I could never be with a woman, and I could never have sex with a woman again. Like, I've had it before to try it.
Okay, so
you're not gay if you don't try it.
You're pansexual.
I'm a pansexual?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what? And the definition of that is? Webster.
What is it? Sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people, regardless of their sex or gender identity. That's you.
That's not me.
Yeah.
That's not me because I love men.
Okay, you can love them, but you also have a emotional attraction towards females.
I do.
Yeah. So.
But I can never be with. All right,
so you paying. So we're going...
But pan is not a part of LGBTQIA. Or unless it's LGBTQIAP, but it's not.
Well, just put the P up in there, baby.
No,
it's already 20 letters. Add the P. Add the P. We got 20 letters, 21. Come on. P.
You ain't shit. Anyway.
I have other things I would like to talk about.
Well, I think you should talk about them when, on your own podcast. Thank you. Just like that, we're at the end. I think you should contact Charlamagne, and you should, you know, I can put you in a room with one of them, and you can ask them if you can have your own podcast, because
absolutely,
you're not about to come on here every fucking week talking shit after you just said I look like a man. And that's just what it's giving.
Huh?
That's just what it's giving. You heard what I said.
I hear nothing you said.
And then now you can go back to work, take your ass back to work, and do what you do.
Okay.
Because I'm about to go get my son. Yeah. And you don't have a son. So listen.
I have a son. Remember you said that?
Wilding out.
Right.
B. Simone was
like,
B. Simone.
They messed up the whole.
Yeah, no, listen. Yeah, she messed up the rhyme. I got her. Like,
you got her back.
Yeah, we planned to do a wild style together. And this dumbass gonna say, you have a son. And don't she look like a man to me? It was like,
yo,
what?
I fell out. I was like, yo, that's not how it was supposed to go.
How the fuck we supposed to know what she looked like to you?
She was like, oh my God. I messed it up. I'm like, oh Lord.
And like, I ran with that.
Yeah, I was like, burn her ass up after that. I was like, shit. Just take it easy on her. Like, you couldn't wait for her to mess up. You looked at her like, oh, this my time. Yeah, you was like, when she messed up, you was like, oh yeah, I'm about to get her. And you was like, what'd you say back?
I forgot, but I tore that ass
Yeah,
up.
You did.
Mm-hmm. This was before she stole that book. This was before.
Oh, my God. Just said that. I ain't say that, B.
Don't nobody care. She know she stole it. I say, no, that's my girl. We can steal. Listen, y'all. We've come to the end. We're going to wrap this up. I know y'all love my best friend because I love her too, but y'all can't have her or you shall die. So tune in next week. She may be here. She may not. She'd say,
I don't know. I don't know if I want to come back for real because you've been treating me terrible.
Well, I definitely don't want you to come back if I'm going to be looking like a
man. I'm coming back. Show you like that. I'm coming back. Since you don't want me, I'm back. I'm coming back.
Now, if I say I want you to come back, then what?
All right, y'all. We're about to wrap this thing up. Thank you for tuning in.
And tuning
in. And in my deepest.
Excuse me. That's not your fucking line.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just with the mess, bitch. And my podcast is real.
You'll hear from us next week, yo.
Ain't no fucking us, bitch.
Yo, I'm coming back, yo.
You're not coming back.
I have to.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back when London comes back.
Why? Because
you want clown ass.
Because you want. Excuse me?
London.
What about my cousin?
Clown.
That's my fucking cousin. And uh-huh. She, there will be no London slander tolerated.
It's too late.
Now, when she step in a fucking building,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that's big Lun. When she step in a building, you ain't gonna be saying all that.
Oh boy, it is. Why she ain't
first
come?
Of all, my cousin is not bullhead.
Both of y'all are.
Bitch, that is enough. And you fucking gay. Now what?
Yeah. Here we go with this shit again.
God. Yeah, you gay. You like girls. Ew. What's
ew.
Up? That's dirty.
Yeah.
Didn't they teach you not to do that?
Nope. Nobody taught me not to do that. Actually.
All right, nobody told me how to be bald head, bitch. You think I wanted to be bald? Stupid ass.
You think I ain't want no hair in the front? In the sides and the back?
Shit, ho.
Or in the middle?
I don't care. Bitch, I got hair. All right,
it's
the sides
little,
and the back.
It's
and
a little
middle,
bit
bitch.
In the middle.
And
it's a little
coming
bit.
In the front. Don't fucking play with me. All right, anyway, so what? All right, y'all. We'll be back next week, y'all. We just gonna end it just like that. Cause you know, we be doing what we be doing. We be living how we be living. And both be time out. So look, say bye, Sheena.
Bye, Sheena.
I can't stand
I got
bitch.
To get back to work.
Yeah, she
got
to get back to work. I saw her to come on her break, and she did. She got 9 to 5, and we know B. Simone don't
time.
Like y'all. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yep, and you talking about you
9 to 5. You don't like people with 9 to 5s,
nope.
B?
Nope, she said she don't fuck with y'all.
Come on, B. Simone. I thought he was better than that.
Yep, but you not.
Damn.
Yep, you a 9 to 5 gay.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of shit wrong with that. So, bye. We'll be back next week. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. We'll see. Because we always getting attacked by the LGBT. So bye, y'all.
She love us.
Peace. Bye, y'all. Nice little ass back there. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Jess Hilarious from Carefully Reckless. I'm excited to announce that I will be hitting the stage for the annual Black Effect Podcast Festival. Join me for a live Carefully Reckless podcast along with some other dope shows from the podcast industry taking place in Atlanta Saturday, April 27th. I'll be hitting the stage live with Horrible Decisions, Black Tech Green Money, and many more. Make sure you grab your tickets at blackeffect.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.